Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 121. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week, the track by the Vivian Girls. That song is called I Have No Fun. You can find that on the band's new album, Everything Goes Wrong, which was released September 8th on In The Red Records. That's an album that's taken a very long time to grow on me, and the real secret is headphones. It's a solid album through and through, but nothing really stood out for me until I listened with the headphones. So hopefully you're listening to the headphones and you can catch all of the melancholy minor key noisy punk in there. It's good stuff, though. I have got an eclectic sort of podcast, but some of it's kind of wintry, and that's exactly what I'm looking out my window at. A long walk today, wishing I was wearing a scarf, and it's starting to feel like winter's real, which is, I guess, about the right time for that to happen. So let's go on here. We have a track here by The Clientele. This song is called Never Anyone But You.
All summer long, there were voices in the hall, that's what she said. People hang around, but it's just ghosts, it's just voices in your head. West wind rising into my sleep, all night, all night. Drag my bones through the streets.
I can only the corner of my eye, I see that you're happy. But under my gaze, I see that you're alone. Our static history vibrates like a drone. But what's not being said keeps me from resting.
Hope you do too. That is a band called The Balconies, and the song is called Skinny Dipper. You can find that on the band's self-titled, self-released album. It came out September 15th, a band from Ottawa, Ontario there. Lots of different things happening on their album, but most of them are good, so we'll see how they evolve and what they become, and hopefully it'll be good things. Before that was The Clientele with the song Never Anyone But You. That is on the band's album Bonfires on the Heath. That came out October 6th on Merge Records here in the U.S., but I think it came out earlier in the U.K. It's definitely an English sort of album, so and it's got that melancholy of fall there, so very seasonal, I guess. Coming up next, I've got a track by Singing Bridges. This song's called Crazy Street.
Thank you.
Ugh, I thought that track would never end. That is a band called Wilderness Pangs with a song called Roundabout Way. That is on the album The Indivisible Squalor of Wilderness Pangs, which was self-released in 2007, a band out of New Orleans there. That was a album recommended to me by one of my promo people, one that I will never talk to again. Actually, that track's not so bad. It's a little bit of pop and a lot of noise compared with the rest of the album, which is just a lot of noise piled on a lot of crap. So sometimes albums don't make it into my library, and that's going to be one of them. Before that, we heard from another self-release band. This one's called Oh No Forest Fires. The song I played was called Robin the Boy Wonders, and then parentheses, song Aaron likes. I'll agree with Aaron there. I like that song. You can find it on the band's new album, The War on Geometry. Actually, that came out last November 11th. Band out of Toronto there. And we started the set off with Singing Bridges, a track called Crazy Street. I bet you can guess that one. That is on a new album called Three Trains, which was released on Skipping Stones Records, which I believe is the band's own label. So maybe that's not a self-release. Maybe it is. That label does do other bands as well, though. That came out November of this year. A band out of near about Waterbury, Connecticut, if I remember my geography correctly. Whew, that set brings up an important point. How does the Too Much Rock podcast work? Well, every week I get new music, and I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully, I make good choices, and we listen to good music. That last set, not so much. I made some bad choices there, so I'll endeavor to do better next week. Speaking of next week, I'm about out of time, so I need to give you the rundown and the information, let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. For those of you keeping track, this podcast was recorded in Kansas City on Tuesday, November 24th of 2009. When you're listening to it, who knows? We're going to end things this week with a track by Sufjan Stevens. This is off of his new album called The BQE. It's released on Asthmatic Kitty October of this year. It is a orchestral suite, a little bit of a diversion, I guess, from his pop, but you knew he always had this in him. So you'll have to keep waiting for the next state. I don't even know what state it is. Does anyone know? Has he announced that? But in the meantime, you've got this this orchestral piece here, and it's very nice. The fanfare is excellent, but I'm going to play a little longer track. This is Movement 3. The song's called Linear Tableau with Intersecting Surprise. That sounds good, doesn't it? Thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things off this week with Sufjan.